If you want to feel beautiful, valued, esteemed, and loved by God, then this Devotion Zero of the Bible study, God Loves You and Me, is worth your time. Devotion theme is God created us to love us. I'm going to develop this devotion theme by simply talking about it and throwing in a Bible verse here and there. The translation I am using is the New American Standard. Oh Lord, you know as women, we struggle with feeling you love us, even thinking you love us. I pray that this Devotion Zero will underline the fact in our hearts and minds that you love us. Amen, Lord. Amen. Let me give you a glimpse into God creating us to love us by using an illustration very much from my life. Now, we have this gorgeous view of the Catalina Mountains from the back of our house. Now, granted, the Catalina Mountains aren't like Mount Everest or the Tetons, but they still are beautiful, like every mountain seems to be. Only God could take something like a mountain that's so big and so plain and make it so beautiful. I'm right, aren't I? Only God could do that. Here's a funny illustration or application, whatever you might call it, that hit me as I was putting this together. I would say most women, including myself, think of ourselves as bigger than we should be, either taller or fatter or whatever, and plainer than we would like to be. So ladies, we could say, if God makes mountains so beautiful, of course, He has made you even more beautiful and breathtaking than a mountain. Ladies, you're more beautiful than a mountain. Maybe should we write that in a card to ourselves? I don't know. That would Hallmark use that? I don't know, but we are. On a more serious note, we all want to be beautiful to at least one person, don't we? And did you know we are? We are beautiful to God. How do we know this? His word tells us we are. Do you remember in Genesis 1, God calls us very good. A part of the meaning of good is beautiful. So, you are good. Very good to God. You are beautiful to Him. But you are a lot more than that to God. Have you ever realized that God fashioned you to love you? Genesis 2:22 tells us, "And the Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which He had taken from the man, and brought her to the man." The key word in this verse is fashioned. So let's look at it. The word fashioned in the Hebrew has a meaning of building something of importance. When God fashioned the first woman, he made her as someone would make something of great importance. Something special, not something that was ordinary. To him, I know we struggle with not feeling those things, but we are, Scripture tells us, we are. And God would not tell us in Scripture that we were special if we're not to him. However, I know to some of you, words are cheap because people tell you things and they don't mean it. So let's look at action. What one action, and there's a bunch of them. Creation is one of them, him creating you. What is the one action that shows us how special we are to God? His Son, Jesus Christ, coming to this earth and dying for us. Oh, how special we are to God, ladies. When we were his enemies, he died for us. You don't get any more special than that to someone. Think about God creating you from this perspective. God spoke everything into being, but he took the time to form Adam, the first man, like an artist would form something from clay with his hands, a very intimate forming. Then God took a piece of what he had formed Adam with and fashioned Eve into exactly who God wanted her to be. Something of great importance to God, but also to the man. Remind your men of that, ladies. I know some of you are thinking, yeah, I believe God created Eve, fashioned Eve beautifully, but not me. I don't feel beautiful. I don't think God fashioned me beautifully. Well, I know I can struggle with those feelings, but God's word tells us he did. So let's go to God's word and read for ourselves. One of my favorite passages is Psalm 139 because it gives me a boost on thinking of myself as beautiful, as wonderful. So let me read Psalm 139, 13 through 15 to you. For God did form my inward parts. This is King David speaking. God did weave me in my mother's womb. O God, I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, God, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you, God, when you made me in secret. God made us wonderfully. Now that's the truth. But we doubt that. We need to let that fact sink into our hearts and minds. King David did. Kind of thinking of the same thing. God did create us specially, wonderfully, so that he would naturally love and adore us. I feel at times we think, oh gosh, God just got stuck with us, with me. I know I can think that. And since he is love and is loving, of course he would love me, because he feels sorry for me, I guess, I think. I don't care what we think or feel. God did not get stuck with us. We are not a mistake to God. He created us exactly the way he wanted us, so that he would love us. I make mistakes, and I have to live with them and make the best of them. God does not make mistakes, ladies. He's not like you and me. When he says you are wonderfully made, you are. When he says you are very good, beautiful to him, you are. Zephaniah 3:17 talks about this type of love. The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exalt over you with joy. You are joyful to him. He will be quiet in his love for you. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. When God sees you and me, his attitude is hip, hip, hooray. I love her. Pretty neat thought, isn't it, lady? So neat, it's kind of hard to believe, but it is true. Still thinking about God created us to love us. Remember, he created us in his image. Genesis 1:27 says, and God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. I love my cat, but because we are in different images, no kidding, it's hard for us to communicate. I can't talk to her, and she can't talk to me. Now, she can meow, and I can think I know what she's understanding, but kind of, you know, there's a barrier between us because we are in different images. We won't be able to be in a close relationship because we are in different images. However, God created us in his image, so that we can be in a very intimate love relationship with him. So we can truly communicate with him, commune with him, so that we could be one with him, with the Holy Spirit living within us. Let me end with an childish illustration. Many, many decades ago, I would play this game. He loves me, he loves me not, with flowers and their petals. Now, when I liked this guy or loved him, I thought, I would make sure the flower had a lot of petals. But when I didn't really like the guy, I would get a flower like a periwinkle where I could quickly count the flower, the petals. And so I knew how this game was going to turn out. And I would start with, he loves me, pick a petal. He loves me not, pick a petal. Until hopefully it came out with the result I wanted. childish game, isn't it? But I feel a lot of times we play the same game with God. When something good happens, we go, God loves us. When something bad happens, we go, God doesn't love me. When something good happens, God loves me. When something not so good happens, I don't think he loves me. And it goes on and on and on. For years, this up and down, God loves me, he doesn't love me. I hope this devotion has helped you get off of that roller coaster of a game with God. I know this devotion has helped me, because as I'm pointing one finger to you all, that you need to not play this type of game with God, because of course he loves you. Look at everything he's done for you. There are three fingers pointing back to me. I can doubt God's love for me. But I have to admit, this is a good thing. Doing this study, doing this devotion even, has helped me to truly realize God loves me. So of course, he loves you. Let's end with a little application. God created us to love us. Whether you absolutely feel that or not, that God loves you, that's okay. But what you can do is give God the time he needs in your life to show you he loves you. You got that? You got to give him time so that he can show you he loves you. And by doing the Bible study, God loves you and me, you will be giving him that time. Oh Lord, we all wrestle with your love for us. Give us the time we need to wrestle with you so that you can show us beyond a shadow of a doubt that you love us.